אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 29 מאמר
We'll be reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. You can find the writings at kabbalahmedia.info and you can ask questions at kab.tv.
As usual, we'll try to be together to enjoy the concealed light. Giving permission.
Giving permission. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I too have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the disciples before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would have caused much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet, the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I have been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission. This is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc. But his generation was unworthy. And this is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Questions? Meaning it's clear, like he says, he received permission. And under the framework of that permission and no more, he writes and opens these things for us. This is through the permitted way, as he says. But what's prohibited, he leaves also and doesn't reveal, so that the time will come and will be able to be revealed as well in for everyone. Okay? If there's no questions.
What is it because of the generation?
The generation is developed. Very simple. How do we come out? Baal HaSulam says that the time has come for the general correction of the whole world, which was not before him. Until the beginning, well, until the 20s or the 30s of the previous century, the 20th century, it was prohibited to disclose to the whole world, but rather only to people who were religious, and it was known that they are wise disciples, serious, and so on. Well, there were conditions. Whereas, all of a sudden, the generation came to a state that it developed so much so that to reveal and to the many specifically, and that's the great commandment, the great mitzvah, it needs to be revealed, disclosed, and that's what he does. He writes for you things that are before him, that before him were not written. They would teach them maybe verbally or only to a few people. Whereas he writes and hands this on to everyone and gives permission to all those from him onwards to spread it as much as possible. This is... Yes?
What's the state of our generation?
Our generation is such that we need to advance as much as possible to above height and in a broad way. The height ourselves as much as we can, and with that, to spread in a broad way in all directions without any limitations. And that's what our organization took upon itself and operates for already at least the last 20 years. I think much more. Since 92, 93, although even before that, but before that it was in the boundaries of Israel. From 1990, 1991, 92, we started to spread these things all over the world. Yes.
Our advancement depends on our generation.
Yes, certainly. If it weren't for a generation that is meriting correction, we wouldn't receive the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because the whole correction is because we can advertise these corrections to influence the generation and to come to be as broad as possible bestowal. And the people, the broad audiences, will come closer to corrections because the correction is specifically in the masses, in the broad as possible population that will begin to advance towards the knowledge of the Creator.
The height, not the width, the height depends on the generation.
The spiritual height for sure, but I'm saying something else, that if the generation wasn't, if they didn't need the spreading, the advertisement of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the process, the of correction that the world needs to go through and what it's been through, all that we talk about, the general system, and the corrections that need to be done by everyone, if it didn't need to be advertised to all of humanity, we too wouldn't receive anything for our correction. Because we have no need to correct ourselves, but only because of these broad external kelim as much as possible. The Creator doesn't yearn for Israel. He yearns for corrections. Israel are altogether a transition, as we learned from the articles of Arvut and Matan Torah. So if we're ready to be that conduit, that transition, then we receive a connection with the Creator, the Torah, the corrections, and so forth. If we're not needed as Israel, then we're in exile, and that's it, for thousands of years. Until all the nations of the world, all of humanity advanced so much so that it can digest the corrections, receive them, accept them. And that's why we need to understand how important all our groups are overseas, all the people, all of Europe, Russia, America, South America, how important they all are. If we don't take care of them, we ourselves will not advance. Even now, stop caring for all the people in all the width. You also stop and you won't be given anything more. As much as we rise above, it's only in order to spread horizontally.
Take care of who?
In all the nations of the world. Like Bala Sulam writes, that we are already in the days of the Messiah.
In the world entirely, in Israel, all of us are considered Israel towards the world?
Yes, but certainly in this Israel, which is all of the groups, all of the world, Bnei Baruch, there is the Israel, which is Israel, the Jews in Israel, in the land of Israel, and those who are in all the nations of the world, as according to their inclination, are called Israel.
Why is Israel itself also divided?
Because it's always like that. You will even scrutinize within that even more discernments. It's from the nature of the corrections. It stems from Havaya, Yudke Vavke, and the 10 original Sfirot. 70 nations of the world. In Israel, it's Kohen Levi Israel. You have many degrees. You have the 12 tribes. You have many parts, divisions.
And how are we equal in the world, Kli?
In our inclination towards the Creator, to revealing Him. But also in that you have, nevertheless, upper, lower, more, a hierarchy of sorts. It nevertheless exists. But it's not a hierarchy according to excelling in some way, but according to the structure. I'm not to blame that I was born in the 20th century and not, let's say, 2,000-3,000 years before that. Then I would be already in such generations that would reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah in a different way. If so, but it comes according to the system. We are all particles of the whole system.
Our advancement depends on taking care of.
We're the external ones.
Which external ones?
For everyone, whatever is below me, and I'm willing to pass on my care, my knowledge, my everything, then by that I merit to connect to the Creator. Otherwise, no, I'm only a transition. That's my role.
And who depends? Who do you care for in order? The one after you?
Everyone who's below me is important to me. And the broadest of all are the most important, because that's where the power of connection of mine to the Creator depends upon. Yes.
Bala Sulam was rewarded with the height of the attainment or an ability to explain.
I can't say. He was merited with everything. He merited, period. It was a role. It was the root of his soul. Only something serious and not kind of, yes. Sit.
What's the difference between a Jew and a point in heart in the world clean? What's the difference?
The difference between us is that he too is called Israel, and you're also called Israel, only he is called Israel from Yashar Kel, and you're called Yehudi and Jew in Israel from the fact that you received that connection in the days of Abraham. That's it. So it's a difference in the systems of where you are. But in truth, his correction is much more essential than yours is. Therefore, we need to build now a tighter connection between all the parts of our system, and then we will all begin together to reveal the Creator and to draw the reforming light. You'll see how this will work. But before that, we need to scrutinize who we are, what we are, how we need to work. And there's no great or small in this, or preferable on one or another, because the more distant, the greater weight they give for correction, and the more they belong to the first ones, the souls, they have to work more for the lower ones. Eventually, they all work together. It's like in you have to connect, let's say, to get the productivity of something, you have to get the voltage and the amperage. There's more voltage, there's less amperage. Less amperage, but more fine. But that's how you get the wattage. We'll talk about that.
Heading abstract names. It is a grave mistake to think that a language of Kabbalah uses abstract names. On the contrary, it touches only upon the actual. Indeed, there are things in the world that are real, even though we have no perception of them, such as the magnet and electricity. Yet, who would be so foolish as to say that these are abstract names? After all, we thoroughly know their actions, and we do not care at all that we do not know their essence. In the end, we refer to them as subjects of the actions related to them. And this is a real name. Even an infant who is just learning to speak can name them, if he only begins to feel their actions. This is our law. All that we do not attain, we do not define by name.
Meaning in our world, there are also many such phenomena that we do not attain truly, but rather we attain the phenomena from them. Electricity. I don't know what electricity is. They say that it's the movement of electrons in a wire or in metal or something. Who knows? Who recognizes that? And even if it is so, it's not real. It's also as a result of something. Meaning in no form or the force of gravity or it doesn't matter what, but rather our whole world is also all revealed in a very strange way, I would say, towards us. But we are accustomed to give names to different phenomena and to work with all these phenomena as if it's something that's truly revealed. Let's say electricity. Everything is constructed from electricity. Look what's happening here in our world. How could you be without electricity? But what is electricity? No one knows. No one. We know the actions that are revealed by all kinds of devices. No more than that. That's also how we talk about spirituality as well. We don't know what spirituality is, but we need to build such devices in us, inside of us, so that we will reveal the results from spiritual actions, from the spiritual force, or from the Creator. And then it's revealed. Where? In us? Next.
The essence is not perceived by the corporeal beings. Moreover, even the things that we imagine we attain by their essence, such as rocks and trees, after honest examination, we are left with zero attainment in their essence. Since we only attain their actions, which occur in conjunction with the encounter of our senses with them.
And that's what we just spoke about. And?
Soul. For example, when Kabbalah states that there are three forces, one, body, two, an animate soul, and three, the soul of Kedusha, the holiness, this does not refer to the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is fluid. It is what psychologists refer to as self and materialists as electric. It is a waste of time to speak of its essence, as it is not arranged for impression through the touch of our senses, as with all corporeal objects. However, by observing in the essence of this fluid three kinds of actions in the spiritual world, we thoroughly distinguish between them by different names, according to their actual operations in the upper worlds. Thus, there are no abstract names here, but rather tangible ones in the full sense of the word.
Meaning, we don't know spirituality, but the phenomena from spirituality we feel on ourselves. We can measure them, we can give them different directions, different names, even though the phenomena itself is unknown to us, only the result of it. Like with electricity, this heats up and that cools down and this does this and that. Many results that occur from the electricity, or even though the electricity itself is abstract. The same it is towards spiritual discernments. Okay? No questions. We'll continue. Well, yes, wait.
What's this animate soul?
You don't know the animate soul, the force of livelihood in you. It's a force that gives livelihood from it. The heading, the advantage of my commentary over previous commentaries. We can be assisted by secular teaching in interpreting matters of, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the wisdom of Kabbalah is the root of everything. They're all included in it. Some are assisted by anatomy, as it is written, "From my flesh shall I see God." And some were assisted by philosophy. Laterally, there is extensive use of the wisdom of psychology, but all these are not considered true commentaries since they do not interpret anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, but only show us how the rest of the teachings are included in it. This is why the readers cannot be assisted by one place in another place. Even though the wisdom of serving the Creator is the closest wisdom to the wisdom of Kabbalah from all the external teachings.
And needless to say, it is impossible to be assisted by interpretations according to the science of anatomy or by philosophy. For this reason, I said that I am the first interpreter by root and branch, and cause and consequence. Hence, if one were to understand some matter through my commentary, he can be certain that wherever he finds this matter appears in the Zohar and in the Tikkunim, you can be assisted by it, as with the commentaries on the literal, where you can be assisted by one place for all the other places. The style of interpreting according to external teachings is a waste of time, because it is nothing more than a testimony to the genuineness of one over the other. An external teaching needs no testimony, as Providence has prepared five senses to testify to it. And in Kabbalah, one should nevertheless understand the argument of the litigator prior to bringing testimony to the argument.
Meaning, Bala Sulam arranged for us a system. He explained to us. He didn't arrange it. He can arrange the system of the heavens. But he explained to us the system of heavens in such a clear way, in such a complete way, a round way, that we can actually grasp it, somehow hold on to it. And each time add and add in our study to this system additional and additional details, because the shape, the form of the system is such that simply I can find my way in it. Whereas all the explanations prior to Bala Sulam were only pieces of things, here a little, there a little, and in different languages, meaning in languages of Kabbalah, the different languages of Kabbalah, a little in the Halakha, a little in the Midrash, but he took the wisdom of Kabbalah, the language of Kabbalah, and began to explain to us the system from its beginning to its end. And that's why, after him, we have already no problem. If we learn correctly, we can't get confused, and we can always add. Truly like any other science. Okay?
What?
What about Kabbalists who always dealt in Kabbalah, mathematics, medicine?
Oh, I had so many such books, so full, especially in medicine and in charms. And, oh, what there was. They dug in the Zohar and the corrections. It's something, there's confusions there that are immense. It's too bad that you didn't see my library. Whoever saw it, Senka remembers. It's a whole wall, yeah. I didn't even take one book from there, except for the writings of Bala Sulam. I left it all. It's, you can't read. After him, there's nothing you can do. I remember that I used to come, when I was in the beginning of my studies, I used to come to Hillel. He was living also next to Rabash. I went to his apartment, and I see a shelf on the wall, and on it, the study of Ten Sfirot and Zohar, and the prayer Sidur. And I looked in the living room. There's none. You know, usually there's several thousands of books, like every religious man. None. I ask him, what's with the books? He says, I don't need anything. I have. Like that. That's a person who was 60-something years old and studied his whole life. And a religious man, an Orthodox man, he says, we don't need, for what? That's all that you have? And there's no need? When the time came for me to move my apartment, I didn't take, except for these books, anything. Good. Well, we'll continue. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
He says here that in Kabbalah, and an external wisdom has the five senses as a testimony. And in Kabbalah, we need to understand the things before we bring the testimony to the argument.
Wait, that will come. It's not yet for us.
Nagia.
We'll get there. I don't want to open now things that will be revealed later. But they're revealed and they're cared for in the times in which they're revealed. And the problems that are revealed are real problems that we need to take care of, and that's the way of the correction. We need to see in each and everything the matter of the difficulty, the questions, the problems, the disorder. Let's say now we have certain problems in the connection between us, in the understanding of the world groups, for them to understand us, and we must open up more the system and explain it accordingly. And how the Rosh is divided into parts and the Guf into parts, and how these help those and those these. And we need to work on these corrections. And then it will work out. We will go through this too. Yes. Wait. Well, you wanted to ask?
There's one sentence. Can you repeat it?
Even though the wisdom of the Creator is closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah than any other wisdom.
What's this work that's closest to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
The wisdom of Kabbalah is what talks about the structure of all of reality. It's Tfirot, Partzufim, Reshimot, Masachs, all those things. That's called the wisdom of truth. Without a person, how it is. Just as we learn it in the study of Ten Tfirot. And the study of Ten Tfirot, do you hear things that talk about a person? And how a person is there? No. That's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How a person can enter the wisdom of Kabbalah and to climb on the degrees of the revelation of the Creator and so on, that's called the spiritual work of a person, the Creator's work. They're both close to one another, but this apart and that apart. You have also, in every science, you have the science itself, let's say physics, and you have the pedagogics, where you're teaching how to study physics, how it enters, how he creates and solves, what exercises and issues it solves. That's a part, and that's a part. Because physics itself it exists outside of a person. And the grasp and teaching of the physics depends already on the structure of a person. How he grasps it, how he understands it, in what way it's easier for him to clothe upon it. It already has to do with the person himself. Yes.
According to that, what's he talking about here, the wisdom of servant and creator?
The work of the Creator? Yes, that's mainly the writings of Rabash. And Bala Sulam is mainly the wisdom of Kabbalah. What has to do with the work of man is called the Creator's work, Avodat Hashem, and that which has to do with the structure of reality is called the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Rabash wasn't there by the time he wrote this.
What does it have to do with if he was or wasn't?
I'm just trying to understand this, the work of the Creator.
I explained to you what that is. Also, Baal Sulam writes about the Avodat Hashem, about the work of the Creator. He has it in the letters and in all kinds of Shamati. He didn't talk about it. That's Baal Sulam who spoke those things. Rabash just wrote it. Okay. Yes.
He also said previously, but he also said many things, that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about things that are attainable.
Yes.
He said that the wisdom of Kabbalah is partzufim, sfirot, and so on.
Yes.
So how do these partzufim and sfirot become tangible?
That depends on a person who, by the work of the Creator, comes closer to the state in which those things that are spoken of in the wisdom of Kabbalah become for him tangible. What is tangible? They enter his senses. So he builds such senses that he feels in them what's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. To make the wisdom of Kabbalah to tangible, the sensible, is through the Creator's work, through spiritual work. So here you have a person, you have the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is the work that a person needs to do in order for him to feel the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called that for him it will be tangible, muhashi, it will enter his senses. Okay, yes.
He writes here that Baal HaSulam worked to write many books, to interpret.
No, that's Baal HaSulam himself that's writing this.
Are these books for people who aren't in the spiritual world? Do people in the spiritual world already have different books?
No. No, you don't need any other word, any other books. You have the study of Ten Sefirot, the Zohar. In order to attain what he writes, you need the writings of Rabash. When you begin to attain what Baal HaSulam wrote, you already need his writings more. You need the study of Ten Sefirot. So in your efforts, you invite, you draw the reforming light, and it shines upon you, and then you understand and feel what Baal HaSulam is writing in the study of Ten Sefirot. You reveal it already. That's it.
No.
Okay. Well.
Can I clarify something from before? Baal HaSulam writes that the happy that the generation is married in the beginning of the Seed of Truth. Generation of Baal HaSulam, no one heard anything about it. So what's he talking about?
That has nothing to do with revelation. What, the fact that there was no internet or he didn't have Hollywood? What do you think it is to advertise that he can say words that prior to that Kabbalists would avoid saying, revealing, disclosing? And he wrote about this in a truly direct way, a disclosed manner, and he wrote it in such a way that we can read, write, study, copy, advertise, because he wrote it. Do we have something new to say? No? Yes?
So the generation means from here onward?
Yes, yes, from him onwards, already from 100 years ago, the wisdom of Kabbalah began to be disclosed in a revealed manner, which is equal to any soul, and in such a way that you can disclose it to any person in the world, a Jew, a non-Jew, young, old, doesn't matter. Everyone is permitted to reveal. That's why we're in the generation of the Messiah, where we can all draw the reforming light and to come to the end of correction.
It's amazing that a Kabbalist is happy to discover and reveal it, and no one else knows of him. He's happy, you know, to discover it.
It's good that they didn't hear. Anyway, he had troubles from this. For these words, until this day, there's such great hatred towards him. But today, the world is already different. Okay, what to do? It's good that we finished the corrections of the Zohar today. Now we can devote more time to the writings of Baal HaSulam. Okay? I don't hear that you're happy.